Here at the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm having the opportunity to speak with Tom Ramey with the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and the meetings have already gotten started here, committee meetings. We're about to have an executive committee meeting for the Beef Board. Looking at it from the staff perspective, you're the folks that have to implement a lot of these decisions that get made. What are some of the things that you would point out to people that are going to be dealt with here at this meeting?
Well, this is the annual meeting for the Beef Board as well as the other industry organizations that meet together at the Cattle Industry Convention. And from a very practical, functional level, this is our annual meeting where we go over the financial reports, the audits from the last year. We go over priorities that we would like the board members to consider as we plan our fiscal year 2011 programs. We're going to talk about those priorities that we should take into account as we develop those programs. So not only will we review where we're at and what we're doing currently, but we want to talk about what's in the future. What should we focus our resources on? We've already told everyone that we have fewer resources now than we've had before, so that's always a challenge. So we need to focus our efforts even more than ever and decide where we need to spend our hard-earned dollars to make the most impact for beef producers.
So in light of those challenges, especially on the financial side, what are some of the opportunities that you see for the Beef Board to continue to make an impact in terms of influencing demand or maybe helping develop some new markets?
Well, that's a good question, and it's a hard question because the world is different now than it was 20 years ago when the checkoff first began. We have a digital world. We have experts or self-proclaimed experts all over the world on the internet, on the blogs. Now they're Twittering to everyone. Or maybe they're tweeting. I'm not sure what the right verb is. Or you can tell that I'll help
you set up that account.
Yes, I'm old school here. But anyway, we are dealing in a different world. So we really have to step back at this juncture and decide what is it that can impact demand for our product. And I think we've got to recognize that foreign markets are still a bright spot. We still have growth there. Yes, we have some trade barriers we have to work through. But if we can work through those trade barriers, we have a growing population overseas where most people in the world live that want our product. We just need to make sure we get past those trade barriers and get our wonderful product to those people who want it. Issues management is something that's critical in this environment because we have all kinds of well-funded groups who are constantly telling consumers that our product isn't healthy, that our animals aren't raised properly, when we know that they are, that that's our livelihood, and we have to take care of the environment, the land, the animals, or we won't succeed. So we've got to get those messages across. We've got to ask for the sale, tell consumers we've got a great product, you should buy it. So those are some of the areas that we need to work on, but we also need to focus on how do we change our approach so that our customers hear the message.
Well, when you look at the financial side of this equation, just having been through a rather lengthy operating committee meeting here that took place yesterday, sometimes the work of the board isn't done when the budget's finished. You get looked like an opportunity for some dollars that maybe came back and could be reallocated. Those decisions, as I saw it looking in, are not made lightly. You know, a lot goes into consideration of we may have some extra money here, but what and how do we need to allocate that, right?
That's right. We did have some funds that were made available by the fact that we budgeted some projects that came in under budget. So those funds became available. We had a special meeting in the operating committee here at the convention to decide where to allocate those dollars, and there were more requests than we had funds available. So the operating committee always agonizes over what's the best use of those dollars. We have very lively involved discussions about where to spend those dollars. So that's good. You know, the committee took twice as long as we'd allocated for it, so that shows right there that those decisions are not taken lightly, that it's very important for the industry. And I think we came up with a pretty good list of programs that should help producers earn more for their product.
Well, I've heard from several sources now, nothing in an official number, but that attendance is up or maybe expected to be up. That seems to bode well for grassroots participation, for producers to be a part of the process.
That's exactly right. We want as many producers to come to these meetings as we can get here because grassroots participation is really where it's at. We need producers to tell us what they want us to do with their dollars. The checkoff belongs to the producers, not to the Beef Board members, not to the various association groups. It belongs to the producers who pay into the program. And it's great that they're here in this wonderful venue. Everybody loves San Antonio and the River Walk and hopefully a little warm weather. And it's great they're here to hear what we're doing with their dollars and to help us decide what to do with those in the future.
All right. Well, Tom, I'm going to make sure we get a chance to talk again as we come to the end of this process later this week, but I appreciate your time here right now. And from the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.